Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here as always with my professional comedian, office manager, Donna Lee.
That's right. I'm professionally funny to you. And as told by Nick at Night, search for the funniest mom in America like 75 years ago.
That's okay.
Still talk about it?
There are laurels that we, you know.
What was yours in high school?
I didn't know.
You were just funny and popular and really smart.
No, I was the president of the Future Business Leaders of America.
Were you really?
And I wore a tie and took a briefcase.
Stop talking.
That's right.
That is true?
That is all those things are true.
I am embarrassed for you. Stop that.
That's okay.
Look where you're at now.
Some flowers bloom later. I'm Dr. Mystery. I am the host of this show. I'm a board-certified urologist. And this show is brought to you by the urology practice that I started in 2007, NAU Urology Specialist. Donna, why don't you tell people where we are?
Let's talk about that NAU. That stands for North Austin Urology, but because we are not just in North Austin, we branched right on out of there.
Just like KFC doesn't mean Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore.
You always bring that up.
Is
it KFC? To me, it's still Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I understand. But I need you to think broader, bigger.
I think about Dairy Queen.
Where are our offices? They're tell our listeners.
Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, and Dripping Springs. That's why we are NAU Urology Specialists. Our phone number is 512-238-0762. Our website is armormenshealth.com, where you can see Dr. Mystery's handsome, smiling face. And he's in a tie, I'm sure. And our email address to send your questions is armormenshealth@gmail.com. Well, I'll respond to every one of them, by the way.
That's right. We love the email communication. We love the engagement from our listeners. I know that there are thousands of listeners out there because our patients who we see are so engaged. I hear from coworkers and everyone in the hospital, and they really enjoy the show. And it's your questions and your involvement in the show that really makes it worthwhile for us and such a treat to do. We have an amazing practice. It's not just me, not just Donna. We have four physicians in the practice: Dr. Lucas Giacomides, Dr. Stacy Ong, Dr. Christopher Yang. We have five mid-level providers, so four PAs and one nurse practitioner. They've all been with me for many years, are exceptional providers, and really help us able to see patients quickly and do your follow-ups and lab reports and things like that. We have two pelvic floor physical therapists, and we have integrated nutritional counselor. We do in-house sleep. We have a sex therapist, and just on and on and on, really to make your sexual wellness and your health optimized. And if you're a woman out there looking for optimization of your health too, we absolutely take care of you too. And we do hormones for women as well as advanced sexual dysfunction work. Thank you so much for being our patients, and we welcome you.
That's right. And we do all the basic women urology things.
Of course. So all the leaking and the kidney stones.
The UTIs.
We do so much, sometimes I forget that we're urologists too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You just think you're a comedian.
Yeah.
Go to our website to figure out what we do.
In my own mind.
It's armormenshealth.com to find out more about the ladies, too.
You got a question for us?
I do. This is kind of long. I'm going to try to paraphrase, but it's so good. So first, though, I need you to tell the listeners what a hydrocele is so they understand part of this.
Okay. A hydrocele is a fluid sac that forms around the testicle and can make it look like you have one really big nut.
Oh my.
And we can drain that fluid by a little simple surgery. So if you're out there with a funny looking nut, let us know.
Is that like the FLPs, but a little lower?
FLN.
Funny looking penis, funny looking nut.
That's right.
So we've talked extensively about how people, when they hear the commercials for shockwave or sparkwave or linear compression focused ultrasound, that they should probably go to a doctor or urologist such as you or one of our doctors, right?
Right. Because if you have erectile dysfunction, you should go to a doctor that treats erectile dysfunction. You shouldn't go to a company that just gives one type of treatment. You're going to end up with that treatment no matter what, and whether or not it's appropriate for you or not.
So just happens that this patient did just that. I won't name the company name, but he says he started, it's kind of long, but he said, I went to that particular clinic back in 2019 because my sex soldier stopped standing at attention, even for the shortest of attention spans. It seemed like things were slowly improving as their quote unquote shock treatment involved placing their device to the right and left of my scrotum as I held everything out of their way. He had to hold everything out of their way. I had explained my skin issue and they agreed to use the device on the shaft of my penis and also my testicles. After about the fifth treatment, I actually experienced occasional morning wood, which I had not seen since before and back in the 70s. So things were humming along, no pun intended. I mean, and I went to the sixth treatment and immediately began the required 3-month break their process requires. During the break, it was decent but not overwhelming. When I came back, I informed them I had just developed a HydroSeal, and they first said that they had never heard of anyone having that reaction. Then they said they no longer offer the testicle and shaft treatment. The technician inadvertently told me that this is why they stopped offering the testicle and shaft treatment. So my next 6 sessions were not helpful, and everything slid back to status quo. As I reacted to the more vigorous treatments, that was the only thing that wasn't working, so that was off the table. They offered me an additional 6 treatments for a reduced amount, and I figured that what the heck, I'd try, but these also did not help. So pretty much back on the sidelines, and my HydroSeal is now well over a year old and not going away. It has times where it is fuller than others. Oh, a year? Should you have a HydroSeal for a year?
A lot of times they won't go away. They'll come and not go away. I guess we'll start with the easy one. The HydroSeal probably won't go away. It can be repaired. Mm-hmm. And I could think of several ways or reasons why it could come about as a result of the shockwave. But I will say that overwhelmingly, it would be hard for me to imagine that they're related. A HydroSeal developing in an older man, that happens all the time. And
gotcha.
they can come on overnight. But it's hard to ignore the causative kind of relationship between a procedure being done in the same area that the HydroSeal forms in. And sometimes if the lymph flow, of the scrotum and the testicle is interrupted, then it will form kind of that HydroSeal or sac of fluid. So that's something that, you know, could be contributory. The next question is really about shockwave therapy and erectile dysfunction. Mm-hmm. What is the relationship between the two? And it's good that it worked in the beginning. But the fact that it did not work and then the shockwave was used, it sounds, another 9 times, mm-hmm. or even 12 times afterwards, mm-hmm. is another example of how when you go to someone that only has one tool in their
right.
belt,
they have nothing else to offer.
They're just going to keep shocking it because they don't have anything else to give you.
Right. They just keep discounting it and giving you more of
more
it.
And more, but they're still getting something out of them.
Right.
So the truth is that an honest evaluation of your erectile function probably needs to happen. And what we do here in our office is we do a full hormone panel. We often will do something on the sensory side and make sure that the nerves that are going to your penis are working effectively. Mm-hmm. We do a vibratory and a thermal temperature sensitivity kind of test. If you're young and you have erectile dysfunction, you may also have what's called a penile Doppler study, and that measures the blood flow and the arterial flow going into the penis to make sure that that's optimized. Then we're going to try medications. We're going to try things like shockwave, which we are really big fans of. Mm-hmm. But shockwave, in my opinion, has several ideal candidates. The first ideal candidate is like the 45-year-old guy who's just now having a little bit of ED and having to use a pill half the time. Mm-hmm. That guy, if the ED becomes more progressive, then you're going to have less sex and be less interested. Mm-hmm. And because you're young, you're going to feel like something's really broken.
Right.
So that's a great guy who wants to try. Another great candidate is going to be kind of the guy in his 60s who has moderate ED and the pills are starting to not work as well. Mm-hmm. And that's somebody you may be able to kind of get back to a point in which at least pills can work well. The people who it doesn't work at all in are the ones who are completely impotent after radical prostatectomy. Like, those guys go and get a shockwave all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm always confused about, you know, how someone would have thought that anatomically this would be a great idea.
Right.
But that's not a great candidate. Another not so great candidate is someone who has complete no erections at all. Mm. It's the rare patient that has no erection at all and then gets a shockwave treatment and then immediately gets robust erections.
What about super Peyronie's, like super curvature, like 90 degrees?
We do not think that to repair curvature for Peyronie's, the shockwave has any value. However, when you have pain, so initially, like in the first year of Peyronie's disease, a lot of men will have pain when they have an erection. Mm-hmm. And there is believable and reproducible data to show that pain with erections improves substantially when you do shockwave in that setting. Hmm. So we're big believers in shockwave as a component of a larger erectile dysfunction management program. Mm-hmm. Don't be fooled out there. You know, they're more expensive than a urologist office. they're less capable, and we are more committed to kind of your whole health and making sure that your testosterone hormones are taken care of, as well as your pee-pee.
Your pee-pee's important. Well, bless his heart. I'm glad that he asked that question.
Me too. It was a great feedback, and maybe we'll see him and take care of.
Should I send this anonymously to that clinic?
No.
Cut this out.
How do people get a hold of us if the clinic wants to call us for advice?
You can call us at 512-238-0762. Our website is armormenshealth.com, and you can send your questions to armormenshealth@gmail.com, where we will respond to every one of them. Check out our podcast. Thank you.
The Armor Men's Health Hour is brought to you by Urology Specialists. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.